Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 65th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 48 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis 48, first two verses. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, "Behold, thy father is sick." And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, talking about Joseph, brought them to Jacob. And one told Jacob and said, "Behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee." And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. Remember how I've told you over and over and over again in the past few weeks how sometimes the Bible goes from Jacob to Israel, back and forth, back and forth? We see it in this one verse, in verse number two. There's Jacob, and then there's Israel. It's interesting. I told you the reasons that is. I won't reiterate that, why sometimes he's mentioned Jacob, sometimes he's mentioned Israel. But it's interesting that Jacob is dying. Even though it says here that his father is sick, we read in Hebrews chapter number 11 that while he was dying. So Jacob is dying, and he knows that his time is short. By this time, he's completely bedridden, and we're going to find out his eyesight is nearly gone. As we read a little bit farther, age has taken a toll on his body, on his eyesight, he's not able to walk like he used to. He's bedridden. His body was wore out, but his mind and his heart was still very active. Alone on his bed, again, these are some thoughts that I had. One day I'm going to write my own commentary. Matter of fact, Everett told me last week, I'm going to be out of pocket for quite a few weeks, about 8 weeks. I can't do a lot of stuff. And then another 8 weeks, because I'm having two surgeries. That don't mean I'm going to be in the pulpit, but I can't do a lot of things, okay? Everett said that'd be a good time to get your book of the Revelation written. 16 weeks. I have a hard time just getting one verse going, but maybe I do. But anyway, when you're alone on your bed, you have a lot of time you can spend with God. Can somebody say amen? You're no longer busy. You're no longer actively doing things. And you're just laying there. Boy, you got all the time in the world to talk to God and to even reminisce about your life, the good things God has done in your life. And I believe that's what happened with Jacob here. In his latter days, he's dying. He probably recalled the wonderful life of his long walk with the Lord Jesus, the goods, the ups and downs, and the rough times and the good times. He also remembered God's promises to him and to his descendants. And I want to take time to read these promises. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 and 14, we read this. "And behold, the Lord stood above it," and this is when Jacob was having his dream at Bethel, "and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and of the God of Isaac. The land whereof thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt be spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in all thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." This was a promise God had given to Jacob. And don't you know, while he's laying on his bed, he remembered these promises. And he's dying, and he's thinking, wow. And that's why we find out later he starts blessing these sons, because of based upon the promises of God. In Genesis 35, verses 10 and 12, again, God appears to him and he tells us this. "And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful, multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and of kings shall come out of thy loins, and of the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and thy seed after thee will I give to the land." And so I can just imagine that Jacob is laying there, he's about to die, he's dying, the Bible says, and he's thinking about these things. So he brings the boy, chapter 49, the sons come in, and he blesses them, and according to, again, I'll save that for next week, but according to some characteristics, some things God had given him according to those sons, God blessed him. But the point, what I'm trying to make here this morning, that he had a lot of time to spend with God, a lot of time. He had long talks with God, probably on his deathbed. And so when Joseph heard that his dad was dying, he brought his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Now, let's get to verse number 3 and 4. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and he blessed me. And said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. So Jacob was communing with God. He remembered the promises that God had promised him, not just him, his descendants and this and his seed. And in Genesis 35, he says, it shall be innumerable in the north, the south, the east, and the west. It can be spread all over. And by the way, just a sideline, God appeared to Jacob at least eight times that we see through his life. He appeared to him eight times. To his sons, we're talking about Joseph and, you know, Reuben and Simeon and the rest of them, it never shares in Scripture where God appeared to any of them. It's interesting. We'll talk about that next week. But anyway, we see what God had made the promise to Abraham. He confirmed it to Isaac. And then confirmed it to Jacob, speaking of God. Remember, he made it to Abraham. Then God made it to Isaac. And then God made it to Jacob. Now, Joseph hears it from dad and not God. Did you catch that? Very important as we get in our study. He didn't hear it he hears it from dad and not God directly. And then I wrote this note, after appearing to Jacob, there is no account in the Bible of God appearing to any of the sons of Jacob. Personally, the way he did Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Interesting. Well, verses 5 through 7. So get the picture. Jacob's in bed laying there. He's dying. Joseph hears he's dying. He brings his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, to Jacob. Verse number 5. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt. They're mine. This is Jacob speaking. They're mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. He's adopting them. Remember, they're his grandkids, but no, they're not my grandkids. They're going to be my kids. Are you following the thought? Okay. And thy issue which thou begettest after them, in other words, if you have any more kids, Jacob said, they shall be thine. I hope you get the picture here. Okay? There's a reason for this. And shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come into Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath. The same is Bethlehem. Now, what is so special about Rachel? Isn't it amazing with Jacob? He's dying. He still remembers Rachel. Poor old Leah. I could hear Leah back then say, what am I, chopped liver? You know? Anyway, Rachel was beautiful. You remember the story, and I won't go back to there. Time's going to get away from me. What time is it? Yeah. And Joseph was the son of Rachel. Following? That's why Joseph was so special to Jacob. Well, notice that Jacob told Joseph that that Manasseh and Ephraim were his, not just like Reuben and Simeon and the other brethren. Any other children that Joseph would have later would belong to him. To Joseph, they're going to be yours. And would have to share in the inheritance of Ephraim and Manasseh. But as far as the record shows, Joseph had no other children. Interesting. The Bible doesn't speak of him having any more kids, just Ephraim and Manasseh.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.